My brain is my subconscious mind. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. My brain is my subconscious mind. Oh, that's a wonderful, powerful, beautiful situation to have my brain be my subconscious mind. But how do I use my subconscious mind? How do I use my brain? How do I get the most benefit from it? How do I have it accomplish the dreams that I have for me? How do I have my brain be the powerhouse that it is for me now? Well, through concentration, I learn to direct my brain to my benefit. Through concentration, I learn to direct my brain to my benefit. This is what it's all about. Concentration. One-pointedness. My brain is my subconscious mind. My brain is there in me, just waiting to do whatever I want it to do. And it listens to all of the things that are said to it by all of the avenues of my life. It listens to my five senses. It listens to all of the other senses that I don't even know about. It listens to the world about me. It listens to everything, and it says, what shall I act upon? How shall I respond? Am I associating myself with people who are harmonious and joyful and uplifting? Then I will be joyful, harmonious, and uplifting. If I associate myself with people who are down and unhappy, then I'll be down and unhappy. Unfortunately, that's the way I'll be. I'll be exactly whatever it is that I concentrate on in my brain, in my subconscious mind. Whatever I sort of open the way in my subconscious mind for it to be revealed to me. Now, if I want to learn a craft, an art, if I want to learn anything at all, I learn to concentrate on the subject. I learn to concentrate on doing it. Now, if I want to brush my dog, well, what a simple thing. Yes, but everything is simple, really. If I want to brush my dog, I learn to get my dog in a happy situation, and I pet my dog first. I make him feel comfortable with me. I make him feel that all is in divine order and that we are just two buddies working together, and I love him. And then I take the comb, and I gently bring it across his pelt. And as I bring it across his fur coat, I bring it across like I would a loving fingertip, not digging it in, not ripping it across there, not pulling out the snarls and not doing those things, but just a gentle, gentle lovingness. And each time I touch him, I say, I love you. All the time? Yes, all the time. The more often I say, I love you, to my dog, the more often my dog responds with, I love you too. The more often my dog responds with, you're my master. You tell me whatever I'm to do and I'll do. And the more often I am loving and gentle and really caring with my dog and with my brushing him or combing him or making him all more beautiful and perfect, the more often my dog wants to have me do it. He wants to have me comb him. He wants to have me brush him. He wants to have me pet him. He wants to have me give him a good firm rub down after he has had a swim in the swimming pool. He wants these things. You see, our brain is the same way. It wants attention. It's just swimming around doing the things that brains do, and with no direction, it's going to go nowhere. But the minute I start giving my brain direction, the minute I start concentrating on anything at all, my brain says, oh, that's what interests you. Okay, then here's what we already know about that. This is what we already know about that subject. Oh, yes, I have a brain, the Library of Congress, full of ideas of everything that's ever been thought or done or will be thought or done. It's already in my brain. my subconscious mind, waiting for you to call it forth and use it as you wish. I know you don't want to use everything. I know you're not interested in everything under the sun. You're interested in special things. And the special things that you're interested in are the things that I will pour forth into your conscious mind if you will draw upon me, your brain, your subconscious mind, to allow it to happen. Now, when do you want it to start? When do you want it to be? Oh, you want to think that your dog loves to be brushed now? Okay. If that's what you want, then don't think he doesn't want to be brushed. When he gets up and walks away as you bring the brush to him, don't think he doesn't want to be brushed. Think he's blissed, just playing coy. He's just being a dog. He's just wanting to play. And then you roll on the floor. You snuggle with him. You care about him. And pretty soon, he is just in bliss with you. He is like your brain. It wants to be harmonious with you. It wants to reveal all that it has within it to you. It wants to give you all the knowledge, all the techniques, all the programs, all the things. It's a Library of Congress type thing. It's got everything in there. And also, here's a wonderful thing about the brain. The brain has the finest filing system in the world. The brain has a finer filing system than the Library of Congress and any library in the world. It has such a fine filing system. If you say dog, it asks you what kind. If you say golden retriever, it'll say what age. And if you ask a nine-year-old golden retriever, like my dog Rex is, it'll say, okay, this is what a nine-year-old golden retriever generally acts like. Now, it doesn't have to. It can act however you want. Now, if you want to teach an old dog new tricks, if you want to bring some new ideas forth in your golden retriever, then you do it by the fact that you say, it is done now. It is you now. It just is available out of your index, your library. It's available. It's in you. It's the universal knowledge, and you are the universal knowledge, and you call it forth out of the subconscious, which is the universal knowledge, and you call it forth into the conscious, which is what you are when you're thinking about it, and you're using it, and you're benefiting from it. Now, if you want to say to your dog, I love you, you're wonderful, under your breath, you don't have to say it out loud and have him understand you, he will. If you want to say to your mother who has passed on many years ago, Mom, I love you, you're wonderful, you have been such a joy in my life, you always are. And your mother is right there with you at that moment because it is never lost. She is always there. She's always in that subconscious mind of yours. She's always there. All knowledge, all experiences, all things that we ever did or could possibly do are in the subconscious. They're in the divine within us. They're waiting for us to call upon them and experience them however we wish. And if we want to experience them in some wonderful, positive way, it's up to us. The concentration we learn is how to direct our own inner subconscious mind to our benefit. What is it that you would like your subconscious mind to reveal to you today? Would you like to have your subconscious mind reveal to you that you are a genius? That you have magic in your consciousness, that you can speak your word and bring forth all the marvelous things that you choose in your life? Are you able to concentrate long enough, strong enough, perfect enough on whatever actually exists and realize that it is here now? Is it difficult to visualize your mom of so many years ago and say, hi, Mom, how you doing? Not at all. Is it difficult of you to say that, hey, I am a Bill Gates, Well, what is Bill Gates like? Well, he's a rich man. Is that the aspect of Bill Gates you like? Well, that's fine. Then that's the aspect of Bill Gates you think about. Whatever you concentrate on, there's no right or wrongness to it. There's no properness to it. It's just a matter of what is your choice of what benefits you? What is it that is your choice of what makes you happy and what makes you feel fantastic? For whatever that choice is, whatever that feeling is, whatever that desire is, it's you right now. The brain in us is our subconscious mind. And when we concentrate, we can direct our conscious mind to be aware of our subconscious mind and bring forth all that the subconscious mind is. But we bring it forth step by step, however we wish it. We can be instantly illumined, as we think the masters are. And as we are instantly illumined, we know all things immediately, and that's pretty wonderful. Or we can go step by step. Or we can remain in ignorance of our subconscious mind, not realizing that it's there for us to call upon. As you quietly in your mind say, "Rex, come to me," and Rex comes from wherever he may be, across the room, across the property, wherever he may be, he hears, whether it's miles or just feet. It makes no difference. He is your subconscious universal awareness, and it is done unto you according to your belief. Now, how are you going to use your subconscious mind? Think about that. Think about that, because it's your choice. And whatever you do and whatever you choose to do, that's going to be the result you have in your life. And that's really all that matters, isn't it? That's really all that makes any difference at all. The brain in us is our subconscious mind. And I like to use my subconscious mind intelligently, beautifully, harmoniously, wonderfully, now. Because that's who I am. And being that's who I am, I express it. And that's all I know. And that's all I care about. Because that's who I am. How about you? Are you going to dive into your subconscious mind and enjoy all that it is? You'll have lots of company. Happy swimming. I love you. You're wonderful.